Welcome back.
Welcome back, my people.
It's the Real Wheels channel.
Channel.
We're present still. Hey, look, the guest is laughing. We're not going to disclose the guest yet, but we are right now. It's Deji.
Hey, come on. Deji.
Wedge. We got Wedge. That's what they call you, Wedgie, innit? Yeah, I don't like that name, bro.
You don't like it?
No, man.
Wedgie, innit?
It was Wedgie when you pull up. Pull, boxers and
but
all
it's,
that.
It's like Wedgie, winner.
Yeah, yeah. No. Winner is good. Deji is good, but Wedgie is annoying. Yes, I know from me. But love to all the people that's been showing love.
Trust me.
Obviously, Real Wheels is we're present, man. I'm actually happy. We've progressed.
Yep, progressing.
Started
man.
The channel a couple years ago, and then now we're growing. We've got very, very special guests, you know, as we can see. Deji, what are you saying? What's the last time you had on a mad outfit? What you got on today? Just the team.
I got the same sliders.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Parada.
We work harder for the Parada, as Lee said.
This is Amana Jordo Zenya.
What?
Say that one more time, Dan. Say it in slow-mo for the people. Look into the camera and tell them.
Amana Jordo Zenya.
Right, and where you get that from?
Amana Jordo Zenya.
Oh, so yeah, it's just it. Yeah. They're the only ones that sell it. Like, there's no Selfridges that have rats to it. I know.
Sound bespoke. Boutiques.
Okay. We might put it on the screen.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I haven't been in there though, but it's like the high echelon. People with the yachts.
Yeah. For winners.
Yeah.
It's for the wedgies.
Saint-Tropez. Monaco.
You want to know? You want to disclose?
Don't tell them yet. Okay, man. Don't tell them yet. Because people are really going to think that you are the richest guy on the planet.
Bro, you see the night trainers, bubbles he rolls around with.
No. Yeah, but people are starting to look through the smoke screen because they understand that whoever fights Money May is making money.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you
anyway,
so much.
Anyway, how do you feel?
Nah, we got to stop. The announcement video was so trash.
Oh.
That video was so bad, man.
I heard a
really announce it again. This is the announcement. So Deji is fighting Money Mayweather. That video was so
I didn't watch
bad.
It. I haven't watched it, but Leon's
no,
he said
enthusiastic.
It's not good.
Like it's just yeah, honest.
You sound like you're fighting man from down the road. It didn't sound like
really?
You're fighting one of the goats.
There's no excitement
or
energy.
Do you know what it is though? It hasn't hit me yet.
Okay, fair.
Sense,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even me winning, it hasn't really hit me.
No, that should have hit by now, man.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Of course, you're a liar, bro. Of course, it's hit you.
No,
bro.
Honestly,
look at your jacket about winning.
You're a liar, bro.
This guy, I can't even pronounce his jacket.
I bought this before the Fuzzy fight.
Oh, right.
Bro, it's hit you, bro. You've been smiling every day. I've seen you.
Yeah, man.
No, so that's the thing. I don't think it's hit me, but maybe it has hit me.
Of course, it has.
Maybe fighting Floyd hasn't hit you.
I feel
which
like the face
enough.
To face will make, well, then it'll be like, okay.
Are you allowed to say when that is?
That's when it's going to sink in,
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say when that is or you can't say that? Like when you
just say it, who cares?
Wait, yeah, when is the face to face?
The face to face, I've been told the 11th of October.
Okay, woo, that's going to be.
I don't know.
But that's just what you heard. Yeah. I hear
exclusives.
That. Exclusive. This is what we get over here. Room wheels. Look, Deji's comfortable.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? He came in sliders. He know it ain't unofficial. You know, he's just cooling with the man them. How has your life changed, bro, since winning? Because I know you've experienced the L side.
Yeah.
You've experienced the W side. What's the biggest change you've noticed?
Everyone loves a winner.
Told you. Everyone loves the winner, bro.
I go on my DMs. I'm smiling. All right.
Is it your DMs out there flossing over there? Yeah.
Oh,
just wait, disposable.
But you said you haven't hit him.
Ain't hit him. I know. But he's checking his DMs like, ain't hit me yet.
He's smiling.
I got options.
Hella options of flavors.
Looking NSG are gonna want you on that special remix, but options going on right now. So everyone loves a winner, obviously.
Yeah.
The DMs are popping.
Yeah.
What is another thing in your life where you're like, I've noticed, yeah, man, this person wouldn't have done this before, but since I've won, I've seen a little change. You know what I'm saying? Anything you can pinpoint.
Here's the thing. So a lot of people, I've been like invited out to like parties and everything, but it's just like people that they were there before.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Fake people, they weren't there, but now they're
fake love, innit?
Yeah.
People give you fake love.
So I just like put them to the side. Like, I remember you weren't there for me, so I was just like,
Have you accepted any of the party invitations?
Not really, no.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man.
honestly, not really.
Yeah, no, good man. Good. I've obviously I've lost in my career, I've won in my career. And then you do see the difference.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're now on the green side.
Yeah, the green side, yeah.
Not on the red side. But no, that's good to hear. Let me get you another question.
I don't want to get too complacent with it because I've noticed that a bit.
Of course. I've noticed it in you, bro.
You've noticed it?
Of course. Because you're training, bro. You're not training no more because remember, he knew I didn't rate him. So he thinks I rate him. Because he refuses, he thinks I rate him.
The ratings.
I knew he was going to win.
Ratings can expire, you know.
Yeah, expire. Yeah. Trust me.
Ratings can be like milk, you know. Like one day you got cereal, next day you got bellyache. You know what I'm saying? That's how ratings can be. So make sure you keep up.
Yeah.
So going into this fight with Floyd, when obviously he said he ain't hit you yet. What are you expecting from Floyd? What are you expecting? What in your mind can you say, I know this is going to happen. Let me be ready for it.
First and foremost, fun. I know it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm expecting him to kind of show off his skills and everything because obviously people have been saying stuff about him. So the thing is though, there is no like blueprint with Floyd. So
yeah.
I don't really know what to expect.
You gotta ask. Exactly. He's gotta go and have fun, innit?
Yeah, that's
enjoy the moment. Be in the moment. That's it. Because many have tried, innit? And they all failed.
Listen, world champions have tried to defeat the man and failed. 50 people, to be exact.
Yeah.
So you have to go in there for the experience. You gotta go in there to even see a move that he does and say, against someone that is my level, my realm, that will work.
Yeah, because ultimately that's what I'm going like. I'm going to steal some tech.
That's what you got to do. You got to steal some tech.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then use it when you go back to the fights that you...
Adjust my phone.
Right. That's what I would like to see from you anyway.
Man's using it as a time chamber, you know?
Hyperbolic time chamber, innit? Man just put himself in there, going to come back to Misfits and just KO in every done because no one feels like Floyd anymore. But you see the Sidemen game last weekend. Shout out to the Sidemen. Raised over £1 million.
Yeah.
That is big things because people are trying a lot harder and can't raise as much. Yeah. These men went in, they're using the platform and they're giving back at all costs. I like it. How did you feel actually playing as a fit individual this time?
All I was doing is running.
Yeah, before you weren't on it.
No, you weren't on it. But now, I was zooming.
You and Gib weren't showing tech, but you had mileage. You and Gib was covering mileage. I saw a common denominator there. All right, Leon does the fitness. But you man ain't got no football coach, though.
But here's the thing. I was always in space, but they went past to me.
That's because you ain't got the tech, my guy.
I watched it back. There were so many times I'm running. I'm like, I'm right there.
Was you putting the hand up in there?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, see? You weren't acting like you're supposed to... That's what you're supposed to do. Be here. Yeah. Hand up here. But I saw you covering yards. I would have been interested to see when they do that screen and then it's got the dots of all the areas you covered. I know you and Gib covered bear, but we don't want to see the shot selection, all them things. You know what I mean? Now I'm going to ask you this question. I've never asked you this question before, but I'm intrigued. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did I meet you? What year did I meet you?
2018.
When I was training you back then, what was you thinking? What was going through your head? Like when you left certain sessions or you was just chilling, what was you actually thinking back in that time?
Wait, but when we were training?
Yeah. When I was training you, when we was at gym box and that, I know you weren't on the boxing thing. We all know that was good. But what was you thinking? Were you thinking this guy, bruv? Or were you thinking, you know what? He's trying to get through to me. What was going through your mind? Them times.
No, I fucked with you. Heavy. It's just that when it got to the whole
traveling and that.
Yeah.
Cause you was coming from where? Peterborough.
Yeah. I was very comfortable. And I enjoyed my comfort. And I wasn't willing to,
Are you getting comfortable again? No is the answer.
No. I'm not getting comfortable. Realistically, I'm not getting comfortable. I was being a little bit complacent, but I'm adjusting.
He's in Lee. Very
yeah, no, it's true. Step by step. I'm showing him
the
formula, innit?
The formula, the program. Maintain.
Yeah. Organize, man. And accountability.
One of
the most important words, accountability.
But it's crazy now. When I see myself on the pads and everything, I'm a boxer. No, honestly, like, it's like after this win, like, everything's just adjusted. Like, I'm now turning my fist. Before it was like
you've got,
you
got confidence.
Yeah.
You can look back, innit? Look back at footage and think, oh, I can do better.
Yeah, I'm going to send you some footage later that I got in my phone of you back in the day so you can feel good about yourself today.
Damn.
And see, like, the contrast of what you was doing. But I hear people are calling you out for sparring as well. Everyone wants a little piece of...
I got called up by Halal Ham.
Halal Ham?
Yeah, he wants to spar me.
What did you think about that?
No, I'm not going to... I mean, I sparred him before. I bodied him. No offense.
No offense. I have bodied you. No offense, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just... I don't think... You might as well left that last bit out. You might as well left that last bit out. Halal Ham, why did I hear his name? He's going to be fighting someone else.
Yeah, he's fighting October 15th.
Who's he fighting?
DTG.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay. And I see Swarm's fighting again as well. What do you think of that show when you saw the fight list? Like, what did you think
of it? Oh, which one? The October 15th?
Yeah, the 15th.
Obviously, all respects to Jace Mingler, but that shouldn't be the main card. No, I mean, I'm just being...
No, of course. No, bro, we don't judge you for this. We get ripped all the time for being honest. This is the room to do it. Do you
know no one knows him.
I don't know him still.
I thought you
YouTubers. I don't know who he is.
He's a YouTuber, though.
Apparently.
Wait, what's his name?
Churdleys.
Churdleys. Might be
an Eastern blocker or something.
I have no idea.
How did Jason Singler get in the main event, though? I was thinking that. Because he didn't fought since Gibb, no?
Yeah, but it's probably he's got a big fan base, isn't it? Or supporters around that region.
He does have a lot of
TGF, innit? Yeah, they got fans, innit?
He ain't got a wiki.
No, but I got mad love for Jay, though.
Jay's cool. Both of them, Ramel and Jay are
I just
cool.
feel like in terms of beef-wise and just more, like, you want to watch it, I'll say Ryan Taylor versus Slim.
Should have been the headline.
Yeah, definitely.
That. Right there, that's an exciting one.
Yeah, but I think it's about who's going to sell the most tickets, isn't it?
That does sell.
100%,
that sells.
But would it sell? No, but I'm talking about in terms of fan base alone.
And where
I don't know Ryan Taylor and Jay Swingler's fan base, but does Jay have more of a bigger fan audience than Ryan?
Yeah.
That's what it's based on, isn't
it? Okay. Because that's the thing, you got a, it's a business.
In terms of excitement and who people want to see, of course, Ryan versus Slim.
Because ultimately, like, why are we going?
Yeah.
Because that's what you want. Yeah. That's one of the fights you want to see.
I don't care for the other fights, really. I mean, obviously, I want to see Jay Swingler fight, of course. But like,
but that one is the one that you're looking forward to the most in the next.
No, I'm being mad disrespectful. And obviously, everyone there like fighting. Yeah, I want to watch. But
back in Manchester. The day, but that was on KSI Logan 1.
Yeah.
In Manchester.
It's crazy now. I have to be mindful of what I say.
Because you're a winner now. So more people are.
Anything I say gets clipped.
Trying to protect deals. Yeah. Trying to protect deals.
Use it. I'm going to come against you now.
No way. We'll set you up later. I want to ask you this question. Another one.
Yeah.
I know Lee might have a question for you. I'm going to get this one more out. Where do you think YouTube boxing would be if you beat Jake back in 2018?
I don't think it would have been that big.
Of course not.
It wouldn't have been that big.
I agree.
Of course not.
I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like you indirectly contributed to a super break off.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Crossover.
That's what they're trying to call it, like crossover boxing.
Crossover boxing. That's what they're calling it.
That's the official term now.
Yeah, crossover
that
boxing.
Is that it's not influencer boxing. Influencer boxing or YouTube boxing.
So you know certain things boxing. In life, there's a term that comes in and you have to roll with it because it's correct. Yeah.
Same thing happened with when they started using the term grime. Let me see, called Graham before, there was no name. People was running around with different, 100 different names, but now it's Graham.
So crossover boxing.
Crossover boxing.
It would have been in a completely different space because he would look, I don't think he would have continued. And maybe he would have, but I mean, it would have been a completely different thing. Since I know you don't feel nowhere near the same man that you felt like when you was in there fighting Jake 2018.
Oh, no.
Like, what would you say is the biggest difference in you? Since then, not physically, I know you've got a few muscles popping out now and that, but I'm not saying that. Like, what do you feel? Like, what is so different to me then and me now?
I was big headed back then, like, very, very big headed. Like, anything you would say to me, I'd be like, I'm better than this guy. Who cares? Mm. You know what I mean? I was like childish as well. Everything about me was just wrong. When I look back at it, everything was just wrong, but now it's just. I'm saying now, I'm assuming I'm more mature, but...
You must know. It's you. No, you are more mature. 100% more. I remember when I bumped into you in the gym. We said this on one of the other podcast episodes. And I said, "Raw, I was like, Tilly, this guy's grown up now, isn't it? Like, this guy's grown. Like, he's taking it serious."
No, but yesterday, yeah, he was working out, yeah. And he wasn't working out properly, yeah. I said, "The way you're moving, Bryce will beat you." "Oh, Bryce, get him now. I'll spar him now." "I'll spar anyone in the gym. No, give me some gloves. I'll spar them over there." "Hey, you spar them?"
Is that how you're feeling now? So yeah. When you get challenged, I'm like, "Yo, back out the gloves right
back
now.
Back out the gloves.
Back out the gloves right now."
"Come on, let's do boxing." I wasn't fussing at this guy.
That's when your confidence is at its all time high. But you got to believe in the confidence, yeah. Work into the confidence. Don't just sit down. You know what I'm saying? Let your confidence come.
This guy loves sparring though.
Yeah, some people love sparring.
This guy loves sparring.
That's good. That means you're not getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because the men that get beat up in sparring, they don't like sparring.
Yeah, it's true.
They hear sparring.
Yeah, they don't like sparring. Yeah.
Every time they go to spar, their leg hurts or something. You know what I'm saying? But the fact you love sparring, that's probably one of the biggest contributing factors to your improvement. Because you're always in there, body-to-body contact. Punches coming at you. You know what I'm saying? Which is sick. I'm gonna go back to the Floyd thing real quick.
Yeah.
Press conference. Floyd is there. He's just sunning you off. Just saying, "Yeah, man, you ain't got nothing, man. You're talking about your jacket, he's talking about his chain. You're talking about your providers, he's talking about this and that." How you feel sitting there in that moment? Do you entertain it or do you just let OG be the OG?
That's the thing, I haven't thought that far ahead.
You have to, bro. You have to. You can't think about it when you're sitting there too late.
I wouldn't be disrespectful, but obviously I'm going to put up a challenge. Like, if he's saying, I go for easy opponents, I'll be like, I'll show me that it's going to be easy.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah.
You can't let my boy down, you know what I'm saying? But... also, when you go home, just think about some mind games, innit? Think about some mind games. Think about how you might approach it. Think about what you want to do for the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a hothead. Don't be that guy that wants to retaliate on the spot.
That's the thing. I won't, though. Like, oh, maybe old as you, yeah. Anything you say, I'm like, "What? You want to go?" Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Not anymore, no.
I just heard you was doing that in the gym yesterday. No. So, old Deji, I just heard Lee say, "Yo, I spot anyone in this gym, bro." So I to grab them gloves.
"Flood, you want
to
spot now?"
I would say, "Flood, you know what? Forget the press conference. Let's fight now." Hey. So, let's go to your channel.
Yeah.
How many subs are you on now?
10.7.
In the next 5 years, what's one of the things you want to achieve, not just for your channel, but just as a person in general? Like something that's on your list, you want to say, "All right, when I'm 30, by the time I hit 30, 31, I want to have this ticked off my list."
I want a stable girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. All right, shout out to the girl. Yeah, man. Yeah, you're talking like a real man right now.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be in the process of like having like a child or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're on the family thing, basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard I'm on the family thing. Yeah. Next five years, 100%. You're trying to break bread with your own.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. And what else?
What else?
What on a professional level? So that's a beautiful thing. That's personal. But
I've got a few goals that I want to achieve. Mm. One of them being, not many people even like they don't know this. I want to direct a movie.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, shit. Told me this. Yeah.
Hey, all right. What type of movie?
Like a psychological thriller. Something that you can't predict. Because when I watch movies, it's just so predictable.
Like a Jordan Peele type movie?
No. See, his are just stupid.
Hey, where's Jordan? I want to smile. Hey, Nope, what's rubbish? He's wasting my time.
Wait, did you watch Nope? Have you watched Nope?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Terrible.
What's terrible.
Going on?
I haven't seen it.
Is it terrible or is you don't understand it?
No. I understand it. It's like, you know when you're trying too hard to be different? That's what that movie is.
Okay. I see. But what did you get as the base of the movie? Like, as the core of the movie? Because I watched it a couple of days ago. I'm baffed. I understand there's something in the sky. I understand that something in the sky kills people on the ground.
Yeah.
Right? But what did you get as the essence of the movie?
That's the thing. There's no meaning.
There is.
What's the meaning?
There has to be. Jordan Peele ain't going to write a movie, put big time actors in it, and have no meaning. I just think we don't know the meaning.
Okay, like, what was the meaning of Get Out? Like, the movie he did with, like, Get Out. What was that? Don't trust white people. Is that it?
I mean, I guess it could have been that. It could have been a numerous number of things. But I guess that is one of the things. But no, the Get Out was more clear to me. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Get Out was more clear to me. Us was a bit confusing.
Wait, Us? What's
the one when they come out in the red jumpsuits?
Oh, yeah. The one where
they got the scissors.
Yeah, like the mirror.
Baffled me. I can't lie. I didn't know what was going on. I was just kept hearing loonies. I got five on it.
So when they were young, they switched, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. When they went down into some. But again, that one there, I left the cinema a bit disappointed.
What's the other one he did? Candyman, is it?
I haven't seen that one. No, there's a remake of Candyman. I don't know if it was him. There was a remake of Candyman.
Candyman man opens a jacket with ribs.
No, Candyman's the one with the bees.
Oh, the old school one.
That used to be scary.
But no, all right. So a psychological thriller,
you
would like to direct.
Yeah.
What can I be in it? Like, as an extra?
Yeah, if you want.
I don't want lines.
I won't give you an extra role.
Oh, I'm going to get lines.
No, I won't give me the lines, boy.
Yeah.
Brace yourself, fool.
In a psychological thriller, you see Lee just pop out. Brick yourself. I don't mind being in the car. I don't know. I could be the driver or something.
Yeah.
I don't need nothing major, but.
It's a driving a yellow school bus or something.
Yeah, man. Just something that I shouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying? Just something that you think, bro, why haven't I done it?
But
I'm there, innit? You know what I'm saying? What, Lee, you got any questions
for
the
Deji. Tell us your ultimate fight card, crossover boxing fight card.
Ooh.
Drum roll, please.
What, including myself?
Of course. You know you want the main event, innit?
Yeah, oh, one of the stars, innit?
Before we say that, you know Logan said he wants to fight me.
I heard that today.
What? Yeah.
I thought he was fighting Roman Reigns. I didn't know you wanted to fight Roman Reigns and fight you.
What's that? You want to give him something?
He's long though, isn't it?
Yeah, but
WWE, man. Go fight him over them sides.
What, in WWE?
One hell in a cell,
but he can't cut. Wait, he can't get lower than 90.
No, he's too big.
Yeah,
bro.
He's too big.
He shouldn't be saying that to you, really, because he knows he's a 90 kg done.
Yeah.
And you're not 90, so he's just chatting, man.
Yeah,
just
chatting for the sake of chatting.
Just keep chilling with JJ.
I told you, man, people want to steal your shine, man. I told them that. Seriously, I said, listen, people want to steal your shine. Lo and behold, it was Mayweather. First one to want his shine. Trust me, it's a shine. People want to steal your shine, bro.
No,
they want to take your glow. But yeah, your ultimate crossover boxing card.
Yeah.
Obviously JJ versus Jake.
Yeah.
Main card.
Yeah.
Co-main. I should know what. No, me versus Bryce. Main card.
Versus Bryce.
What?
The best ultimate, bro.
Oh, ultimate. Okay. Well, including everyone.
Everyone in the realm.
Everyone in the metaverse.
All right. Okay. All right. Me versus Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want a piece of Biebs? Yeah.
That's a W, isn't it?
Like, yeah. Go on.
So me versus Biebs. I'll say JJ versus Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logan versus. Who's that guy who plays Aquaman?
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
That guy with the long hair.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
He's in C.
Have you seen him in C, that movie C? No.
That probably goes on with things, boy. He don't play, bro.
C, what's it, what?
C, that black, he's blind. And he just starts bare things.
Oh,
everyone's blind.
I thought they put him in the C again, but in another movie. You meant C as in C?
Who else? So,
yeah, I'll say
Logan versus him.
Yeah, versus Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Why not? Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Versus
who's that? Captain America.
No,
who's Chris Hemsworth?
Four.
Yeah.
Versus Dr. Mike.
Okay.
I keep hearing this Dr. Mike. I keep hearing about Dr. Mike. People are putting him in high up in the rankings.
You know, he's decent. He's decent.
Yeah, because even Jake was like, he's like number five best pound for pound crossover boxer. So what's your? So wait, is that the card? Have you got more people on the card?
I think that's a sick card in itself, isn't it?
It is a good card.
It's an elite card, yeah.
What about you? What would you guys do?
You don't want to know what me and Lee would do.
No. Please, no. Tell me.
We'd be doing some 80s matchmaking, bruv. Man's first fight. It basically could be a title fighter today, fam.
Interesting fights.
Who would I... I don't know, man. Who would I want to see?
JJ versus Jake.
Yeah, that's default.
Mm. What about for me?
For you? What would be a golden fight for you? Maybe a Pappy. Salt Pappy.
Really?
Salt Pappy?
Yeah. Because you, man, would both box. Mm. It would look good.
Even eventually Jake at 175.
Jake ain't making on 175.
I would love that rematch, you know.
I bet. Is that something that you think about? Like, is it something... Yeah.
I want to right my wrongs there.
Yeah, because you and Gib both want this brother.
Yeah.
Because Jake's doing what he's doing, but you man are just behind that.
Yeah, even you and Wasabi again. Yeah, you and Wasabi too. That has to happen again.
Yeah, bro. Wasabi should be on your list before Jake.
Of course.
Wasabi should be on your list.
Next year, that has to happen.
The Wasabi performance was the performance just before you actually, you know, it clicked into...
Yeah.
Like, that performance was like, you needed that and then it clicked
again. Rewind and delete him quickly.
Fight him again.
I have to rewind and delete
him. He didn't
want to
fight your brother. Mm. Re him up again, show him what I want. Obviously, he loved to Wasabi and he's a less done, but get me. They're just my guy, so I'd like to see some smokage delivered. do you know what I mean? But that would be a good fight for you, actually. Avenge what has gone wrong and you will see how much you've progressed, and it also gives you time, you know, to them have them bigger fights.
Do you think I should do like a Vinny Hacker Wasabi and go back to Jake?
You could. I don't see why not.
You could.
But I don't know if it's going to be on social gloves,
Vinny
though.
Vinny Hacker ain't going to want nothing.
He would fight. I think he would fight.
No, I don't think he'll fight again.
I think he would. If the price is right. Because he didn't get paid last time.
The price is right. If the price is right. But then again... A lot of time, a lot of these people like them didn't want to train. They didn't like the training, the whole process of learning how to box and going through it all. And it takes a lot out of your livelihood.
Mm. It takes a lot of time.
He's already fit.
Yeah, but what's he do? TikTok?
What about my man? Mm. What's the one that Gib turned up on the first social gloves?
Taylor Holder.
Taylor Holder. What about Taylor Holder?
So I feel like he got nervous. Because he can box, right?
Do you think he'd be getting nervous if he was fighting you? That's the question.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, of course. What do you mean? There's a lot of fights out there for them.
I forgot about Taylor Holder and
Austin.
Taylor Holder's still there as well.
Obviously. Yeah.
Austin will be good two Southpaws, isn't it? Southpaw versus Southpaw.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What did you think watching Austin?
Oh, Gib.
And Gib.
Just annihilated him.
When you saw Gib drop first round, what went for your man?
I screamed, actually. Honestly. I was like, at least he screamed. No way.
Yeah.
Then when you got up and you see him start.
Yeah, and then I was like, Gibbs won. I think it was the second knockdown. I was like, Gibbs won this.
Yeah. That was a great performance, man. It was good to see.
Because Austin's first knockdown, they both traded.
Yeah.
Mm. But what was it? Austin fell down.
Austin, he underestimated the boy. He underestimated Big Gibber, boy. He underestimated Big Gibber. He's got... Who would you like to see Gibb fight next?
Slim. I don't know why, but Slim.
People keep saying that, you know.
Yeah.
That's a common one.
Either Slim.
What do people want?
Either Slim or Salt Pappy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's too good. Yeah, that's two good suggestions. That's two good suggestions. Losers don't have enemies. They have people that make fun of them. Mm. That's what losers have. Winners have enemies.
Oh, I had that a lot, man, on Twitter. I couldn't go on Twitter.
What, people making fun of you?
Yeah. Anything I would tweet, people would be like, just clowning me.
Did it seriously affect you? Like, when you put your phone down and you've been on your Twitter for 15 minutes, you've lost, everyone's getting onto you. When you put your phone down, did it actually touch you in your chest?
I'll tell you when it actually did affect me. It was after the Jake Paul fight. Mm. It's only because I knew... I was being told, oh, you could have won this, that, blah, 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 blah. Mm. I was like, people were really drilling it in my head.
You could have won. Yeah, that's the one thing you don't want to hear when you lose, you could have won. Mm. I mean, I didn't.
As well as I didn't really have a good circle around me. I was kind of on my own back then. But now...
Them man that was training you back then. Bruh. Nah, man.
There was dinner for Bants, you know?
Bro, I couldn't believe it.
When I saw them on the stag do in Mexico, bro, when he's meant to be training them.
Bro, when you rocked up, I remember when you rocked up to Manchester with them, and I said, oh.
Tommy Ross Clark Gunn.
Is it Tommy Gunn?
Tommy Gunn,
that's the man from Rocky Five.
Rocky Five, yeah.
Nah, that was crazy. That was a crazy time. But you needed it.
Yeah.
Because we all can say, oh, if I went back in time, I would change your...
If you change one
thing, you change everything, innit?
Yeah.
So you got to just let your life play out, man, how it plays out. But
I also neglected Shane.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Shane.
Oh, man. Hold tight, Shane.
Does Shane have an Insta?
Yeah, it's his name, yeah. Shane Castan.
Is it popping? Because the amount of times you said Shane's name, I feel like, man, they're just following him.
Because I've just been saying Shane.
You've been pushing it. Shane, big up Shane.
He's low key.
Trust me.
Yeah, shout out to Shane, man. Because I know he's been pivotal in the change.
That's proper.
Full time as well, innit? Like, you know, he don't let you slack off. He's on you. I respect it.
If I didn't have Leon and Shane, I would have lost my fight with Fousey. 100%.
See, Lee, yeah. I told you.
100%.
I said to Lee, bro, I was having a session. I said, I don't know how, but you can get through to this Deji guy. You get through to him. So if you can, be in the corner. Be with him on that day. Because I felt like it would make a difference to you. And it did.
No, Daly's sick too. Don't get me wrong.
This is not to say Daly isn't. Shout out to Daly. We've got love for Daly. But I mean, a team makes the thing work. Mm. You know what I mean? A team makes the thing work. And if you find an energy that is compatible, it fits in, and it gives yourself the best possible chance to win, you have to use it. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to you for that. I ain't got any more questions for Deji. I didn't want to hold him up. I know you had the press day today. I just wanted to get into the main questions.
I mean, whenever you want me, I'm here. Honestly.
Yeah, come on, bro. Yeah,
Deji loves it. He keeps saying,
Deji's like, what? Can the podcast be 9 hours or something? Like, what? Like, when you man going home, can you record in the car? No, but I appreciate it. No, I do appreciate it because I know, and we all know how it feels to do interviews we don't want to do. And interviews we do want to do. And it makes a big difference when you're sitting there, the energy, the vibe. But yeah, honestly, I just prepared a few short ones. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of the questions.
We're all good, man. Keep it simple, innit? Conversation with the man them.
Like and subscribe. Lee, you ain't done no words of wisdom for a long time. Actually, you know what? I'm going to get on to you right now. I don't hear no more Run Your Mornings. I ain't seen that on the gram in ages. What happened? Well, your boy's been running you for months, bro.
Nah.
Your boy has been running you for a long time now.
You know what it is. It's finding the balance. It was me finding the balance with the clients and then Leon Wills 101. LeonWills.com for my online coaching. Because they're calling me Admin Wills now.
Admin Wills, yeah. That's
so
the
I was finding the balance, but I'm coming back. I'm going to be running my morning. I'm going to give out my shout outs, the road call. Yeah.
You get me?
A word of wisdom is accountability. Winter's coming, people. People get lazy. People get complacent. Discipline goes out the window. People just want to chill at home and have snacks. Listen, get your winter right. Your summer will be beautiful. You'll be ready for summer. Get your winter right. Stay consistent and disciplined. And your summer will be amazing. You'll feel good. When you put on your clothes, you'll feel good. When you go to the barbecue, you'll feel good.
Stop going to the gym.
When you go to the beach, you'll feel good.
Very good.
Get your winter right, people. I'm telling you.
No, for real. Ninja's in the room, by the way, for those that ain't seen
it. Get your winter right, people. By the time it's spring, you're good. You're good. Trust me.
Yeah, man. You can be a ninja or you can be a T-bone.
It goes with anything. Even if you're hustling, work hard in the winter, save your money in the winter, then the summer we ball.
It's true.
Summer we ball.
Everyone that's going gym in May to look good for wireless in July.
It's too late. It's too late, people.
It's too late. You should be doing that in January.
Trust me.
Whilst mince pies are on the shelf, be in the gym.
Yes. Consistency and dedication.
That's what we need. Like and subscribe. Let's another video. Thank you, Deji.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For hopping on. And yeah, man, love.
Love.